Hi, I'm Kelly Burley, and it's time for Campus Connection with OSU President Burns Hargis on this Thursday, March 29th. And Burns, the transformation of the southwest corner of University Avenue and Hester Street in Stillwater is a sight to behold as construction continues on the OSU McKnight Center for the Performing Arts. And even though the work on the venue is far from finished, the center's first concert event is just around the corner.
Yeah, it's actually a series of events. It's a week-long McKnight Center Chamber Music Festival starting April 8th. It's the inaugural concert series featuring a variety of performers and who will also have interactions with our students and our faculty. The musicians will perform and hold master classes. Where there's a concert for elementary students, and then to cap the week off, there's a free community concert. If you're interested, go to the McKnightCenter.org for more details and locations for the events. Famed concert pianist and chamber musician Anne-Marie McDermott is the festival's artistic director and has recruited world-renowned talent for the event. We're making a lot of progress on the McKnight Center, and it's going to be one of the region's premier facilities and one of the few that will have a large, actually $50 million programming endowment. So we're going to be bringing in some top folks and shows, and it's very exciting. We do open in the fall of 2019 with the New York Philharmonic.
Burns, let's turn to OSU's commitment to future students, specifically through the university's Engineers of Tomorrow initiative.
Yes, this is a very important program developing more engineers and other technology specialties for Oklahoma and for our country. We surprised earlier this month 50 Tulsa area students with $2,000 scholarships to attend OSU's College of Engineering, Architecture, and Technology. The purpose of the Engineers of Tomorrow scholarship is to inspire middle school, high school, and community college students to pursue a degree in engineering and to pursue it at OSU Tulsa or OSU Stillwater. The scholarships went to students who have shown an interest in STEM subjects, and the program is a partnership with several others. It's designed to fuel a passion to pursue an all-important engineering and technology-based career.
And to finally, Burns, I understand that you and the First Cowgirl will have shovels in hand tomorrow. What's up with that?
You bet. We've done it for many years now. First Cowgirl Ann and I will take part in the annual Arbor Day tree planting. Arbor Day is recognized the last full week of March in Oklahoma. You might find it interesting that OSU maintains 3,200 trees across its 800-acre Stillwater campus, featuring some 115 species. We'll be planting this year a shingle oak, which is native to Oklahoma. It'll be on the near the Bennett Chapel on the south side of campus, kind of across the street from the McKnight Center. This is the seventh consecutive year OSU has been recognized as a Tree Campus USA by the Arbor Day Foundation. The honor goes to colleges and universities that promote and sustain a healthy urban forest, which we certainly do.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.